Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, if you've been following these local stories in the last couple of weeks, 10 overdoses, what, just 2 weekends ago, 3 of them fatal. This meth lab bust in recent days. Lieutenant Tim Kehoe is with the Chesterfield County Police Department's Narcotics Division. He joins us this morning. Is this normal, or is my, you know, initial assessment that there's something kind of bubbling up here that's out of the norm?
Well, good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
It's hard to say. That weekend of this, we had essentially 6 2 weeks ago in about a 12-hour span, six mm-hmm. overdoses. Mm-hmm. That for us is extremely unusual. We're, most of us in the area, we have a system we use to track overdoses that if we see essentially more than 3 in a 24-hour period, it alerts us to that we're seeing a spike in overdoses. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely getting that many in that short of time. We have, as everybody's noted, we've seen a lot more involvement with methamphetamine in the last several weeks and several months. And I think that's something I think most law enforcement agencies, I think nationwide and specifically those areas that are dealing with the heroin opioid epidemic, are starting to see more meth, more cocaine, those overdoses and those kind of calls are starting to pick up too. I think it's with the increased pressure that law enforcement's putting on the heroin and opioid use that, people are
going elsewhere to get this
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
In the case of the overdoses 2 weeks ago, help me understand what actually happened. Was this people kind of unusually taking more than their share of regulated meds, or was it a bad batch of illicit drugs? What happened?
Well, it's hard to say for us whether, a lot of people immediately jump to, is it a bad batch? It's really difficult for us to say that because the turnaround time for, a lab analysis is several weeks, if not several months.
I see.
And especially in the cases where we have fatalities, we're looking at, usually anywhere from 4 to 6 months before we get a final report back from the medical examiner's office. So that's what we have to base our cause of death is determined by them. So we occasionally may get one that we look at it as our investigators may go out and look at it as, hey, there's probabilities that it's an overdose. We can get a medical examiner's report back, and it could say that it ended up being, a cardiac issue instead of an overdose.
Yeah.
So, but once we get those back, we do track those on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So as far as, again, going to a bad batch, right now with our investigations, there doesn't seem to be a link between all these, these multiple overdoses in a very, few days. We occasionally do find links between one case and another, maybe a common source, a common dealer between two victims. And then, we have seen times where, unfortunately, we may have somebody who's in rehab, going through treatment and, decide that they're going to use, and they're
again,
not.
Huh?
They go back to using the amount that they normally do, and the body's just not used to that. The bodies can't handle that if they use X amount on a regular basis, and then get clean or get sober for several weeks, several months, and then go back to using what they were.
Yeah.
It's
just noticeable when it's a cluster like that. But really, the day after all of a weekend where you see these kinds of bad situations with people, what do you say as you regroup? What does a police department like Chesterfield's do the next week?
Well, for us that was we had a group of about I think it was about 5 last September that was something similar. It wasn't as short a span of time, but this is the first time we those of us who are working that weekend, when we all of a sudden realized we've got something going on, one of the first things we did was to push out the media release and get some stuff out on social media, mm-hmm. because it is it's a public safety issue for us, and we want the public to be aware that there could be whether there's something new on the street, whether there's for whatever reason, you know, maybe a bad batch or whatever the reason may be. We just want people to be aware that, hey, this is going on. It's an opportunity for us to kind of realize, we can look at it and see where our issues were. And we have really good relationships, working relationships in the metro area, especially in Chesapeake County with our partners at mental health and fire and EMS. And we all meet regularly. So this is the kind of thing that comes up. We say, okay, where are the areas that we're looking at? What can we do?
Right.
What kind of resources can we deploy there? Is it just a matter of, getting out into the neighborhoods and talking to people and saying, hey, this is, we want you to be aware of this. What can we do to help?
Let me ask you about this meth thing. And I've mentioned on the air before, I had a very, very close friend with a super prominent, high-paying job who got involved with crystal meth, mm-hmm. ruined his life, HIV positive after, the months of going. I mean, it was just a nightmare. And, of course, I witnessed this up close. What's going on? Is meth on the rise again here? Is that what I heard you say? Any particular reason?
It seems that we've seen more of it in the last few months. And then if we talk to our federal and local state partners across the Commonwealth, and then if you talk to other law enforcement agencies across the country, I've talked to agencies in the Northeast that have seen it increase over the last 2 years dramatically.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a huge increase of it, but a little more than normal. And it's not always when you hear the stuff come out and people talking about meth labs, I think most people automatically think of something like Breaking Bad, where there's a trailer in a backyard or somebody.
It doesn't have to be that big.
No, it doesn't. Okay. No, I mean, it can be very small operations. It can be it's difficult. It can be difficult to notice. So that's why we just ask people to be aware of anything. If something seems unusual, if there's something going on in their neighborhood, or maybe in some cases vacant houses or things like that, we want to be made aware of it.
Well, I share that personal story because I didn't know what to do once I figured out what was going on. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want the guy to go to prison. Or to jail. What would your advice be if somebody?
Well, again, if you see something that seems unusual, call us. We get a fair amount of tips, whether it's through Crime Solvers or mm-hmm. just calling into our office and making us aware of hey, mm-hmm. this seems a little out of the normal, or out of the norm. What do we do? And then we have with our partnerships with mental health, and we work really closely with an organization in Chesapeake County known as SAFE, the Substance Abuse Free Environment.
Mm-hmm.
With the heroin issue, we have resource cards that we get out into the public that, basically direct people towards organizations or other places
they can
get help. Yeah. Let people know. Because that's ultimately that's our, we kind of talk about we have a four prong approach to this, and it's prevention, education, treatment, and enforcement.
Yeah.
Where, again, we're law enforcement, so we're tasked with the enforcement piece
right.
of it. But that doesn't mean we don't care about people and we don't want to get them help.
The first thing is resist that moment when somebody offers you the opportunity to go down that road, man.
Right.
Too many people I know who've ruined their lives. Lieutenant Tim Kehoe with the Chesterfield County Police Department's Narcotics Division. I appreciate you bringing us the update. Thank you.
Yes. No, thank you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
744.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.